What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. Happy Wednesday. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code is juice at checkout. You're going to knock your cost all the way down to $89.99 for the spectacular burger package. 24 burgers for $89.99 at OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code is juice. Okay, couple of things. First, a shout out, a hello, a thank you for the mention yesterday. So on the podcast yesterday, I said, hey, if you are a content creator, if you are somebody who watches this podcast, if you are somebody who is, you know, using this information for whatever you are using it for, fading, following, just to know what I'm playing, what I'm betting. JD from the Howard Stern Show, that shout out, I normally would never call out an individual who is watching this podcast on YouTube or listening on an audio version of this podcast, but that was tremendous. Just to let you know, that made my entire week. And I am a gigantic fan of everything Howard has done. I am a gigantic fan of his talents, his interviewing ability, the empire he has built. And I'm 47. So there were two guys in my broadcasting career that I had incredible idolization of: Chris Mad Dog Russo at WFAN and Howard Stern at WNBC, you know, and it was awesome. So I want to say thank you. Anyone else, if you are using this podcast, feel free to mention. I said, hey, say a thank you, buy from the sponsor, leave a review, do something to help the podcast grow, because, well, I'm here every day doing the work for you. I'm helping you guys out in whatever capacity, right? So on Monday, I went 0-3. We lost every bet. Last night, we went 3-0. We won every bet. That is this podcast, okay? I am here in the good. I'm here in the bad. I'm here. Every single day, this is here. Do what you want with the podcast. I thought JD's explanation as to what he does was perfect. He said, I listen to everyone. I watch as many people as possible, but there are two podcasts, this being one of them, that he would watch. He watches the first thing in the morning. That is awesome. He bets what he wants to bet. That's the key to this. Not blindly fading me, not blindly following me. You using the information as to what I am playing for your own benefit. That is the entire goal of the Daily Juice, to build the community. JD, if you want to come in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. If you want to come on this podcast, I would have you. If you want to come on my other show, BVB, the Bostonian versus the book, I would love to have you on that as well, because we cross audiences a ton. So I have a short form podcast, this one, and a long form podcast, my other one, BVB, as we call it. And both are on sports betting. And I have been doing this now, 4 years will be the anniversary, July 2020, 4 years, when we started the Daily Juice in the middle of the pandemic. BVB has been going now for two years, and the crossover has been tremendous. I've loved everybody who's gone back and forth, and, you know, I give you the picks here every morning, and then we talk about it more. We break it down with Dave Sherapin, who's the book, 20-year bookmaker. I get his take. He tells me whether he likes the plays or not, and we find different things to talk about. You know, a lot of the things we've done on BVB is thanks to Howard, because, or and Pat McAfee for that matter, both of them, I put them in the same category in terms of doing authentic content. That is what I try so hard to do here on this podcast, is authentic content, not baloney, not BS, not trying to sell you stuff in terms of my picks and plays and make you pay for something that you don't want. Give the information, you do with what you want it, you know, with what you want with it. You know, if you want to use it, great. If you want to follow it, great, right? Monday, if you faded it, you made money. Yesterday, if you faded it, you lost a lot of money. All there is to it. Hockey, over. Basketball, got it right. Baseball, way under. Red Sox, Guardians, 3-0. So here we are back. I like this. Okay. Monday, 3 bets in 3 sports. Tuesday, 3 bets in 3 sports. Wednesday, 3 bets in 3 sports. But first, we do have a new sponsor to tell you about here today. Edge. Looking for a quick way to double your deposit on your favorite sportsbook or daily fantasy site? New sponsor for the Juice, it's Edge Boost. It allows you to do just that. Here's how it works. Go to bettingpros.com/boost, enter your information to sign up for their digital debit card. They will double your deposit instantly. So if you want to deposit $50, they'll load $100 on your digital debit card, and you can use all $100 to make the deposit on any legal U.S. sportsbook or daily fantasy site. Those additional funds are called the boost, which you then pay back at 0% interest in 4 equal installments over the next 4 weeks. If you're thinking to yourself, why would I want to use Edge Boost to double my deposit? Considering you can do things like, well, DFS contest you want to enter, it costs $200. Only $100 of yours go up front. If you're looking to make a risk-free bet, you don't want to commit the $500 or $1,000 to that boost that you normally need, Edge Boost, you only have to deposit half what we ultimately would like to up front. Edge Boost is the first bet now, pay later provider enabling users to double their deposit at any DFS or sportsbook with 0% interest. Simply repay the advance over 4 weekly installments with no interest as Edge generates their revenue from the Visa processing fees. You keep all the additional winnings. Sign up through bettingpros.com/boost, and Edge Boost will start Daily Juice listeners at the third tier rather than one tier, meaning you'll get a $500 match limit rather than the standard $50 match limit. That's bettingpros.com/boost to go and sign up for Edge Boost. Okay, let's get into it here today. So 2 basketball games, that's it. Not a huge slate. Let's look at the Pelicans and the Thunder. Thunder at home, 33-8 at home. We took the Thunder. We laid the points with the Thunder on Monday. Didn't work out too well. They won, didn't cover. Pelicans played hard. These teams are 3-1 to the under this year. Now, game one went way under, like ridiculously under, to the point of 30.5 points under. It was 216.5. The books have adjusted. It's now 210.5. But I think we still have to play under. Opened up at 213, down to 210.5. New Orleans is 26-16-1 to the under on the road this season. OKC 20-20-2 to the under this year at home. But they're 4-1 to the under over their last 5 games. So is New Orleans, 4-1 to the under over their last 5 games. Going into last night, I got to see what happened last night from a total perspective, but the first 11 games in the NBA playoffs, 9 of them went under. Going to keep that train rolling here under New Orleans and the Thunder under 210.5 for 1.1 units. We go to the NHL, Kings and the Oilers. Look, I mean, it's currently 4-2. Colorado and Winnipeg, there's a chance we get an open netter. So I guess technically we're 2-0 on the day, or 2-0-1. Most likely a third goal is going to get our seventh goal will get scored here. So I was counting it as a W, but the Eastern Conference is playing like really tight games, 3-2, Florida, Tampa Bay, Boston, Toronto, 3-2. These games are wide open in the West. Dallas and Vegas, 4-3. LA and Edmonton, 7-4 in the first game. It just feels like no one is playing any defense. And again, much like last night, where we played the over 6, 4-2 right now, Colorado. But again, Winnipeg will pull the goalie, so we should get an open net goal here, 5-2. Probably going to pull it relatively early. So I'm assuming that we get an extra goal there. But I just feel like 6 is an auto fire over. Like 6.5 is too high in a playoff game. The books are going to get hammered with the under 6.5. So I don't want to put it up. So we get the benefit of a push. It's not a free roll, but like 4-2 is really common. 4-3 is really common. 5-2 really common, right? For these games, 4-2 is a push. 4-3 is a win. You know, 5-1 is a push. 5-2 is a win. I think we bet the over. Over 6, Edmonton and the Kings. I don't like either goaltender. I think both guys, I mean, Skinner can give up a lot of goals at times, and the Kings probably going to play a lot harder. They're going to be desperate, not wanting to go down 2-0. Games that were played in Edmonton, 4-2, 4-1, 7-4 so far this year. One game goes under 6, the other pushes, the other goes over. I'm playing the over again, much like last night. Kings and the Oilers over 6 at -110. And finally, Blake Snell has been just absolutely atrocious for the Giants. He's pitched 3 times, First time he pitched, three innings, three earned runs. Not good. Only 72 pitches. Second time went four innings, seven earned runs, six hits, went 78 pitches. Third time, 17-1 against Arizona. 17-1, not all by him, but he went 4 2/3, five earned runs, only threw 85 pitches. Blake Snell goes tonight for the Giants. The Mets are trying to avoid being swept here. 5-1 last night, the final for the Giants. Here's the third game. The Mets are now dogs at plus 120 because people are going to bet them to go and grab the sweep, right? I think the dog is too good. Sean Manaea is going here. Manaea is 1-1 with a 4.12 ERA. I'm not saying he's tremendous, but he's better than Blake Snell. Okay. Opening day, six innings, no earned runs. Cincinnati got a win, went 5-1 earned run. He did get lit up against the Royals, 3 2/3, give up six earned runs, but against the Dodgers last time out on the road, five innings, only two earned runs. Let's get another solid performance out of Manaea here for the Mets. And let's take the money line price. Mets plus 120 here to beat Snell and company, get a W to avoid the sweep here of the Giants. Giants are 6-5 at home. They're 12-13 overall. This is a day baseball game, 3:45 Eastern time, 12:45 Pacific time. So just understand it's a getaway day game because they go back. The Giants take on the Pirates tomorrow at home. So getaway day, taking the dog. Mets plus 120 for one unit. Okay, so three bets for us here today. We're going under 210.5 New Orleans and their game here at on the road against Oklahoma City. Kings and the Oilers, we're going over 6 at minus 110 for 1.1 units. And the Mets at plus 120 money line against the Giants here today for us. So 3-3 week going, although let me see. I guess technically it's not an official 3-3 week. It's a 3-2. It's an 0-3-1 week still at the moment, but I'm feeling pretty good. We'll get a goal here late. We're getting a push regardless. So we'll see what happens. As I told you, sometimes I'm taping the podcast before games are over today because of what's going on here in my house. I got people visiting, so taping the podcast when I can. So hopefully it's a 3-0. If not, it's a 2-0-1 day. We didn't lose any money yesterday. So hopefully we have up 3 after being down 3.3. So it's either down 1.3 for the week or down 0.3. So come in here today. Let's pick it up. Let's get to the black and head on into the weekend, hopefully with some good plays as we have a lot of sports to bet on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up for this week. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me all across my socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.